Audio Mode Day 15. Sitting here with Corey. Say hi, Corey.
Hello.
It's a muggy night in Pittsburgh. The garage doors are open at the Brillo Box. What do you think? It's a light crowd, but it seems like a pleasant atmosphere.
Yeah, air's thick, but quality people here.
So we're going to be doing some quiz. We're going to let you listen in on quiz night. And this is Quizmaster Corey, who's come up with all the... he's got the brains behind the brawn, you know what I mean, Mr. Corey?
Yeah, but only the best questions tonight.
You bet. Here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be playing Pub Quiz here in just about a minute or two. If you want to play, all you need is a sheet of paper. And we're going to kick things off in just about a minute or less.
Really, the rain's really pouring now. We haven't even started, and the rain is barreling down. Outside, you might hear the pitter-patter. Here, I'll turn down the music. You can hear the pitter-patter.
Tonight's wonderful prize is third place will get a free appetizer. Second place, the $10 gift certificate. First prize, a $20 gift certificate, courtesy of friends at the Brillo. All ties in the top three settled by the tiebreaker of our choice. Here we go. Get ready for round one. All right, round one, questions 1 through 5. Category is classic ad campaigns. Classic ad campaigns. Question number one. What brand of hot dogs answers to a higher authority? I repeat, number one. What brand of hot dogs answers to a higher authority? Number one. Number two, this classic ad campaign tells you it's the one that Coats is the only one you'll need. The one that Coats is the only one you'll need. The one that Coats is the only one you'll need. Number two. Number three, we try harder, we try harder, is the classic ad campaign for this company. We try harder. Number three, who's the company that tries harder? We are the company that tries harder. We try harder. Number three. And number four, we'll leave the light on for you. This is the classic ad campaign number four. We'll leave the light on for you. Number four. Yeah, my inflection was bad on that one. It's more like we'll leave the light on for you, not we'll leave the light on for you. Sorry if I was misleading in any way. Hopefully that makes it easier for you. You get brownie points, not bonus points, if you got it right. Based on the shitty reading. Ooh. Excuse my language. One more from the ad campaign. Number five. Tastes so good. Cats ask for it by name. Number five, tastes so good. Cats ask for it by name. Number five.
What was the second one? I was wondering here. The one with Coats is the only one you'll need.
Question 6 through 10, new category. The category is literary narrators.
literary narrators. Name the book by its fictional character. Ooh, fictional narrator. How about that? Name the book by its fictional narrator. Starting with number 6, Holden Caulfield. Number 6, name the book by its fictional narrator, Holden Caulfield. Number 6. Number six, Nick Carraway. Number 6, Nick Carraway is the fictional narrator from this book. Number 7, Nick Carraway. And number eight, Young Jim Hawkins. Number 8, Young Jim Hawkins. The narrator for this book. What is it? Number 8, Young Jim Hawkins. Number 8. Two more.
Ooh, remote. I forgot.
Number 9, Pony Boy Curtis. Number 9, Pony Boy Curtis. Number 9. Narrator number 10, Philip Pirrip. Number 10, Philip Pirrip. Number 10, narrator for this literary work. Number 10, Philip Pirrip. Number 10. We'll be back with the answers from round one in just a jiff. Finish them up, team names at the top. Pass your sheet to questions. The front.
We can give them to you, though.
Okay.
Okay, so how did you do there? Did you write your questions down? Well, if so, maybe have another listen. Write them down, and you'll get the answers in just a jiff. Right after the musical interlude.
Take a look at round one, recap. Classic ad campaigns number 1. What brand of hot dogs answers to a higher authority? That is Hebrew National, my favorite hot dogs. Just in case it's my birthday, those are my favorite hot dogs. Number 2, the one that coats is the only one you'll need, that's Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah! Woo! I got that one.
Also my favorite antacid, if it's my birthday, please send me some Pepto-Bismol. Number 3, We Try Harder, that is Avis. Avis. Number 4, We'll Leave the Light On for You, that's Motel 6. It Tastes So Good, Cats Ask for It by Name, that is Meow Mix. Meow Mix. Alright, literary narrators. Name the book by its fictional narrator. Number 6, Holden Caulfield, that's Catcher in the Rye. Woo! Number 7, Nick Carraway, that's The Great Gatsby. Number 8, Young Jim Hawkins, that is Treasure Island. Number 9, Pony Boy Curtis, The Outsiders. And number 10, Philip Pirrip, Great Expectations. Great Expectations.
Okay, folks, how did you do? That's the end of the quiz for tonight. That's Audio Mo Day 15, June 15th, 2016. Hopefully you had fun. Watch. Apologies for the one little NSFW in there. I'll warn you on the Twitter. Say bye, Corey.
Bye, Corey.